Wake up,
kid.
What might this year be?
Is it Friday already?
Yeah, Friday it is.
Oh, thank God it's Friday, right?
And I'm also well aware that today is Friday.
They tell me you're some kind of entertainer.
Attention, everyone. The entertainment has arrived.
Do you do a lot of entertaining?
You know it, baby.
Okay, well, let's get it started then.
Then you know what time it is, huh?
Sure.
It's showtime.
John and Chantel.
Mix 105.1.
It's Friday.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah?
It's a Friday before Mother's Day. Officially today kicks off Mother's Day celebration.
Oh, I thought you were excited because it's the Friday and then we go on vacation next week.
Yeah.
Is that why you're excited?
I am excited because you are like, oh, I'm going to go to Disney World. And you keep talking about it for the last like year.
I'm excited about
it. And then I was like, well, shoot, I might go somewhere too. So then I booked myself a trip.
So when do you fly out?
I fly out Sunday.
Okay, so you're flying out on Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's my gift to myself.
Flying that's cool.
In the airport by myself, well, one adult and two children.
I think that's going to be great.
Yeah, I think we're going to have, it'll be memories.
Are you stressed about flying with the two kids?
No, but everybody around me is. My parents are like, oh, can you do that? Who's going to help you? I'm like, people fly all the time with their kids.
Yeah.
Why can't I?
Have you ever gone out with your children alone without someone else before?
Yeah, we went to Village Baker the other day. I take them to Target. We go to the splash pad. Like,
it's the same thing, isn't it?
That's what I thought. I'll let you know if it's any different.
I've flown with just the kids. Yeah. Jen's done it by herself multiple times, too.
Yeah, so I'm not sure.
It's fine.
Yeah, why is everyone...
I don't know.
Is it because it's me?
Maybe.
But, like, I'm a mom.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a mother.
Uh-huh.
I can do this.
Yes.
I have superpowers.
Right.
When you become a mom, as a woman, you gain superpowers.
It's true. I've seen it.
Yes.
I
went from, like, regular awesome boss babe to superpower strength.
Yes, super duper boss babe.
Super duper boss babe.
Exactly, that's the official title.
Yes, super duper.
That's going to be fun. So you leave Sunday for that. You know, I don't know if they still do it or if they will, but we flew on Mother's Day 1 year, and at least on Delta, they were giving chocolates out to all the women. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Uh-huh.
I almost, just because it's Mother's Day, booked us first class tickets.
Yeah, something to be classy.
Just because I was like, well, I'm a mother.
Treat yourself.
But then I was like, you know what? I bet the other first class passengers don't want two kids.
Oh, man. Could you imagine paying that money?
They'd be like, seriously?
If I paid that money, and listen, I fly with kids. I have no problem with kids on the flight. Like, I get it.
No.
But if I paid that money.
I know.
Oh, and you're right.
You want me back in coach.
Yes. I'm like, get to the way back.
Yeah, and that's exactly where I hope to be.
Uh-huh.
I hope to be the last row.
Over by the bathrooms.
By the bathrooms.
Yes.
And I hope that my children fall asleep.
Yeah.
But if not, then you know what? Boone's hilarious, and he'll probably say something funny.
He is funny. Something to think about while you're gone.
Yes.
I'm thinking about this for the show.
Okay.
I was thinking, like, you know, we really try to be positive on the show, and we're trying to be motivational. Like, that's a lot of stuff, like, you and I talked about. Like, mental health is important to us, and, like...
Yeah, man, I've been working on it.
Yeah, no, it's so good. Like, we all need to do it. And I was thinking, like, do we start the show with, like, a motivational quote every day?
Oh, yeah.
So I pulled one today just to, like, I thought we'd try it on. Just like pants. You can't just buy pants. You got to try the pants on.
Wait, can I share a motivational quote too that I have? It's been my motivational quote for the week.
I mean, no, that's fine. Whatever. Like,
you go first.
No, I don't want to now.
No,
I don't want to.
Do yours.
No.
You do
No.
And then I'll do mine.
You tell me yours because it's going to one up me.
No, it's not. You go first.
Stupid. No, I don't want to do it.
It's not stupid.
Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year. By Ralph Waldo Emerson. And to me, I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like, today's going to be a great day.
Yep.
Today is going to be your day.
One day at a time.
Yeah, it's true. Baby steps. All right, what's yours? What's your great one that you're going to one-up me on?
I don't know who said it
okay.
or anything. I just saw it on Instagram. And it said, I got tired of waiting for the light at the end of the tunnel, so I lit it myself. But there's an explicit word in there.
Okay, so I like that though.
I lit that myself.
I think that's such a good one, though.
Yeah, because like we keep saying, like, oh, the light at the end of the tunnel, this pandemic, oh, the light, we're going to get there. It's like, dude, no. You light that end of the tunnel yourself.
Yeah, you got to do it.
You do it.
All right, well, let's talk. Think about it over the break if we're going to start doing, like, a motivational quote to start the day every day.
Yeah, I love it.
But there's something I like about that.
All right, so since the pandemic, I feel like I spend more money in other areas that I never touched. And I spend less money on things I used to spend a ton of money on.
What do you mean by that?
So, like, for instance, if it wasn't for you and the peer pressure, travel.
Right.
We're both going on trips next week.
Yes.
And I wasn't, but then John peer pressured me into that I should take a vacation. So I was like, okay, fine, I'll take a vacation.
All I said was I was leaving for the week. And the next thing you know,
yeah, I was like, pull my arm.
Right, exactly.
Booking a flight on Delta. You know, goodness.
Jen, though, is the same. Like, we haven't traveled over the last year.
Yeah.
And we are kind of like you. We traveled a lot.
Yeah.
Like, we always did. And all of a sudden, like, she's been on her phone or on the laptop looking at flights constantly.
Well, because they're a lot more affordable right now.
She's just booking up. Like, for example, we have, right now we're going to Disney World, but then in August is our 15-year anniversary. And she's like, we got to fly somewhere for that.
You got to.
And I'm like, do we?
You got to.
Do we?
Yes.
And she's looking up, like, another trip. I'm like, but we're already doing this Disney World, which was supposed to be the big trip of the year.
That's a family trip.
That's exactly. God, it's like having the same conversation over again.
You have to have a family trip. You need to have a couples trip.
Right.
And then you need to have a friends trip.
That's pretty much what I was told last night. So.
Yeah. Well, me and Jen, she didn't text me, but we're the same wavelength. Did she ever get the rug?
She did buy the rug,
okay,
just so
good.
You know.
Just
yes,
checking.
Of course she did.
I just wanted to follow up
thank
on
you.
The rug.
Yeah.
Okay, so things we spend less on that we usually spend more on would be clothing. Yeah, I mean, my sweatpants budget went up, but my like cute dress budget went way down.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah, I was just reading actually that people for the first time are buying like work clothes again.
Yeah.
Because some offices are having people come back.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh.
Cosmetics, so like makeup.
Haven't bought that in a year.
I bought makeup over a year ago, and it's still like not even barely used.
Yeah.
Transportation and travel, commuting, entertainment, like concert tickets, movie tickets.
You know, even with transportation and travel, I have friends, like, they haven't had an oil change since the pandemic.
Yeah, they haven't needed to.
They haven't been driving anywhere.
I guess their oil could be bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Entertainment and then alcohol, which
I thought it went
to
up.
Differ. I would say alcohol went up. I have seen the lines at the state liquor store.
I've been
and
in those lines.
Let me tell you, they're long.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm going to protest that one.
Okay.
And then things we're spending more on, coffee. Yeah, I mean, I go to Starbucks every day. I used to not do that.
Yeah.
But now I have to. It's like my one sip of joy.
Yeah, don't you think a part of it's just like you want to treat yourself to
something? I need,
yeah.
Like I said, it's my little sip of joy throughout the day. Streaming subscriptions. I mean,
oh, gosh. I know.
Disney Plus couldn't have come at a better time.
Disney Plus, Hulu, Netflix, HBO Max, got
Prime.
Spotify, got Prime.
Voodoo.
I just signed up for like another one and I can't remember what it was now. I'm like, I got to stop.
Did you sign up for Paramount Plus?
No, you know, I signed up for Audible.
Oh, the books?
The book one.
Yeah.
But as I was buying it, I'm like, I got to cut something out of my life.
Yeah.
I have a lot of subscriptions now that we're a part of.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Shipping and delivery services.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Amazon Prime. Do you do your packages on Prime Day?
No.
You don't do that? You know where it's like you get them all together on the next Monday?
Yeah.
I did it for the first time because I'm like, I'm going to save the earth. I hate it.
Yeah.
Because now I'm waiting and I'm so used to just the packages coming the next day.
Yeah. Tech products.
Yeah.
And cell phone data. Like everyone's up in their data.
Oh.
And I would even say like cloud subscriptions.
Yes.
And music subscriptions go into that as well.
I agree.
So yeah, I mean, this list is not far off.
It's time for What's Poppin'.
What's Poppin'?
What's Poppin' is just where we tell you all the fun stuff happening over the weekend, all thanks to NowPlayingUtah.com. We're talking about how Mother's Day is this weekend. Here's our friendly reminder again to you.
Yes, I'm going to say it every 30 minutes.
We don't want you to forget.
Please don't forget. I already went and bought my cards.
And don't forget, if it's not mom, maybe a strong woman in your life.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's not National Women's Day.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people, like, I would even consider, so Leah, my sister-in-law,
yes,
who takes care of my kids a lot,
yep,
like I would consider her like needing to be celebrated as well, because it's like, thank you for supporting me as a mother.
So we actually got a gift and a card for Jen's sister.
Yeah.
Because she lives here and she just is such a good aunt.
There is no aunt day.
Yeah.
And so it's like, no, like anybody who helps support a mom to be the best mom she can be, all those supporting acts.
Yes.
That is why moms can do what they do, because of the people who help them.
So again, don't forget about that. And you can still win that $1,000 for mom up on our website, mix1051utah.com. All right, there's a Mother's Day outdoor concert at Monument Plaza in Sugar House. It's presented by Slam. I had to look up what Slam was. It's the Salt Lake Academy of Music, but it's tonight. So if you want like an outdoor concert and just kind of see some music, go do that. North Salt Lake has a kite festival tomorrow, 9 a.m. Sounds fun. You ever fly kites with the kids?
We haven't yet. Boone's a little bit too young, but this summer I think we will.
We did it last year for the first time. I found this kite at Costco that was a pirate ship.
Oh, cool.
It was the coolest kite ever.
Yeah.
And it was just a windy day, especially where we live, so it was easy. I'm not great at flying kites.
I loved flying kites as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to have to take Boone to do that because you know the Peanuts movie, the newer one that's on Disney Plus?
Yes.
Charlie Brown can't fly the kite, and it's like a whole thing, and Boone thinks it's hilarious with the kites in the tree.
You'll have to, yeah.
So yeah, he'd love it.
So the kite festival is at Tunnel Springs Park. There'll be music, there'll be food trucks, a kids parade, and a cakewalk. Ooh, and they're also going to do free kites for kids to decorate and fly. So there you go. 9 a.m. tomorrow. Thanksgiving Point is ending the Tulip Festival. It's this weekend is the last weekend, which you never went to.
I never got to go because I bought tickets for the day and it was so rainy and snowy. And I was like, well, it is what it is.
Pass, yeah.
Yeah.
So the Lyceum Philharmonic at American Heritage School, led by Kaysen Brown, will be performing at the Waterfall Amphitheater at Thanksgiving Point. That's tomorrow at 6 o'clock. I've always wanted to see a show there. Like we always go and when we walk through, we end up sitting there on the grass and just staring at the waterfalls for a bit.
Yeah.
I'd love to see an actual band.
Yeah.
It'd be cool. I know this is far, but I wanted to share this one because I think it's amazing. And you do have time still with kids, but they're doing a dino half marathon.
What?
Yeah. Now it's in Vernal. I'm going to say that now, but you can go out there. It's the 2021 Dino Half. And, you know, Vernal is like dinosaur land.
Yeah.
Like that's what it's known for. It has the largest quarry of prehistoric Jurassic dinosaur bones. And so you dress up as dinosaurs.
Okay.
And you run this half marathon.
Okay, that's hilarious.
Isn't it fun?
You know those like inflatable dinosaurs? You need that.
That's what, and you got the fan on you. It's like, and you just run in with like, as looking like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh man, I would do that for like a 5K.
They have a 5K
as
well.
Okay, I was like, I couldn't do that for a half.
Yeah, it's the Macer Elementary School is where the 5K is at. They do say that the half marathon though is downhill. They call it a fast downhill run.
Okay, maybe I'd consider.
As long as it's not too steep. Sometimes running steep downhills.
Half, that's 13.1 miles.
Yeah.
That's a long time
downhill.
On your knees. Downhill on your knees? Are you kidding?
Yeah, I know.
With the inflatable dino suit.
Yeah. They're even going to do a kid's half mile dino run.
Okay, I could do that.
Doesn't that sound fun?
That sounds so fun. That's this weekend?
That's tomorrow. It's out in Vernal, but that's what's popping.
What's popping?
Since it's Friday, let's see how well Chantel does with Name the Celebrity.
I'm not going to do well at this.
So I'm going to give you their birth name.
Okay.
Their legal name.
Okay.
It's up to you to tell me their stage name, the one that we all know. Okay? Number one.
Okay.
Melissa Vivian Jefferson. Who am I talking about? Melissa Vivian Jefferson.
I'm just going to... Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy is... Not no, correct.
I know. I
no, you
know.
Are wrong on that one. This is actually someone that it's one of your favorite songs right now. It's Lizzo.
What?
Lizzo is Melissa Vivian Jefferson. Yeah.
Where does Lizzo come from?
Melissa? Liz? Lizzo?
Oh, yeah. Know. Okay. I get it.
Montero Lamar Hill. Who's Montero Lamar Hill? Mix artist.
I hate this so much.
Actually, all these are mix artists.
I hate this so much. I have no idea.
It's Lil Nas X.
I don't even... Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Come on. Give me the next one.
He even has a song called Montero. Eh? Nothing?
Nothing.
Peter Gene Hernandez. Peter Gene Hernandez. Who am I talking about?
Is it Bruno Mars?
It is Bruno Mars.
That's just because Hernandez. I was like, I don't know.
That was good.
Thanks.
Belcalis Marlenis Almanzar. Belcalis Marlenis Almanzar.
Ariana Grande.
Not Ariana Grande, no, but Cardi B.
Okay.
Cardi B. Okay, you should know this one. Robin Fenty.
Robin Fenty?
Yep. Robin Fenty.
Robin Thicke?
Robin Thicke is not right. It's Rihanna. Rihanna's clothing brand is Fenty.
Oh, I didn't know
you
that.
You didn't? Okay. Well, there you go. You're not good at this.
No. You know what's funny? I just bought her makeup and I was like, why is it called Fenty?
It's because it's her last name.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah.
How's her makeup?
It's great.
Yeah?
I love it.
I got two more for you. Let's see if you can get any right.
Yeah, I got one.
Who's Aubrey Graham?
Seriously?
Who's Aubrey Graham?
Can you give me like a hint?
Aubrey, it's a boy.
It's a boy?
Yes.
Aubrey Graham. Who, let's see. It's a boy, Aubrey Graham. Is it Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran's not correct. That's Drake.
Oh.
Drake is Aubrey Graham. I'm going to give you one more.
Man, I suck at this game. I told you I was going to not be good.
This is kind of a singer, more of an actress, Nickelodeon actress, now movie star, HBO star. Who's Stormer Coleman? Stormer Coleman.
Wait, I'm sorry. Her name was Stormer Coleman, and that wasn't the stage name?
Yeah.
Is it Demi Lovato?
Demi Lovato's not correct. Zendaya is who I was looking for on that one. She moved it to Zendaya, yeah. I don't know if you've heard about this trend yet in the wedding dress business.
All right.
But, you know, I want to help you out. I want to make sure that the Chantel Lauren company is ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, give it to me.
Because the jewelry business, you know, they're going to double their money with this thing. I guess the new thing is the men wearing engagement rings has really become popular.
Yes.
And why do I say that? Tiffany & Co. has rolled out a brand new line of engagement rings for men. And they're saying like this is the first big company to really get behind and support it. Like, yeah, men could buy them, but this is going to be the first time you've seen like actual male engagement rings marketed by a big company.
Yeah, that's actually super cool because I mean, you see all the time girls engaging to boys now. Like it's a thing.
Like proposing?
Uh-huh. Engaging. Sorry. Girls proposing to boys. And
yeah, that's like new.
That's cool.
Would you have ever done that? Or would you propose to someone?
No.
Are you too like old school
I'll
in that sense?
I'll ask someone on a date.
Okay.
And I'll give my number out without being asked. And like I'm forward in that way.
Yeah.
But I still am old school in the like traditions of marriage.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that either.
Yeah. Like I'm old school in being like, no, I want him to get down on one knee or my partner. And I want the bouquet toss and I want the dance and I want the cake and I want like those things.
Yeah.
Those are still like important to me.
Now, so what's the deal with the men's engagement ring? So let's say I do the proposing. Mm-hmm. Then what, I just pull the second one out of my pocket and put it on as well?
No, then I think it's kind of, to me, what it would be. So, like, say he proposes to me.
Okay.
And then I would then go get a ring, and then you could do another little, like, proposing back to him with a ring. Because here's the deal, and this is what's always been the question is, you always know when a girl is engaged or married because she's wearing a ring.
Right.
But you never know when a guy is engaged.
Right, because
you don't know that they're off the market until they're married.
But shouldn't you know they're off the market when they tell you they're off the market, or they should be acting
no,
like they're
I'm
off
saying,
the market?
No, but I'm saying like you're at the club, you're at the bar.
Yeah, and you're looking for the ring on the finger to know whether or not you can go over there and talk to the person. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a way to have like that stop sign.
It's a stop sign.
Be like, I'm taken.
Yeah.
I was looking up what the rings look like. They're like wedding bands, but they have like a diamond kind of flush embedded inside.
So like a glitter band?
I don't know what that means, but that sounds
a women's
ridiculous.
A women's glitter band is like when I have them, but it's like when the diamonds are in a row.
Just flush
on the band. But it's like maybe eight in a row.
Yeah, but these are just like one diamond. So there's not as many, but just like something in there.
Huh.
I guess,
and what makes it different than a wedding band for a man?
Aren't wedding bands usually just plain?
No. Like some people have them where they're inlaid with wood or they're inlaid with stone, like turquoise.
I don't know then. I have a plain one. I have my rubber one that I always wear.
Yeah.
I haven't worn my wedding band since I think my second year of marriage. Like
Tyler, he gets like a new ring all the time. And it's like he broke his wedding ring like 6 months into being married because I got him one of those ceramic ones that are indestructible. And
then they broke. Yeah. I never liked the feel of it. Like the one we had, it would like fall off a lot. Like my hand. So these rubber ones kind of just fit better.
Yeah, the like silicone like yeah. Enzo rings or whatever.
Yeah, I just like it better. So I've always worn. I have a packet of 20, I think, that Jen bought me.
Oh my gosh.
It sits in my drawer because they kind of rip from time to time.
Yeah.
I just put another one on.
Well, that's because you're not wearing the Enzo ring then.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's indestructible?
No, Enzo is local Utah company.
Oh, I did not know that.
They make their silicone rings here.
Oh.
I'll get you one.
I'm about to. I'm like, good. Let's just tat it. Let's just go for it. It's time for Chantel's Roses. Chantel, what is Chantel's Roses?
Well, we're just trying to catch the cheaters. It's what we do here on the show. We like to give relationship advice. We like to end relationships, and we like to keep them going strong. So what happens is if somebody feels like their partner is maybe not being honest or truthful or possibly has a wandering eye, we call them up. We offer them a dozen free roses, and we ask them who they'd like to send them to. Depending who they send them to, we will find out if they're cheating, if they are being faithful.
Yeah. We get a lot of answers very fast by these
very
roses.
Very quickly. Mm-hmm. These roses are powerful.
Sydney, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. So tell us kind of what's going on. Give us the story.
So Mike and I have been dating for over a year, and things are serious. And I mean, like, the pandemic slowed down us moving in together. So we're still in separate apartments. But okay. I do stay over at his place from time to time, and he does the same.
So by serious, you mean, I mean, obviously you guys are committed to each other. You're seeing each other daily, I would assume?
Yeah, or pretty much almost every day, yeah.
Okay. Okay, awesome. So what's going on? Is there a coworker involved, or did you get a weird text message?
Well, the last time I stayed over at his house, I noticed a long black hair.
Okay.
And I have blonde hair.
Oh, well, that's a problem then. Does he happen to have long black hair that he wears and brushes out every day?
No.
No. Okay, so.
No, he has like dirty blonde hair and it's short. And I confronted him about it and I was like shaky and angry and holding the piece of hair up in front of him. And then he said that his neighbor Jessica had taken a shower because she ran out of water in her apartment.
She ran out of water?
Like, I don't even think that's possible.
Yeah, that seems like a weird story. Like, you guys aren't camping, right? You're not in a bunch of, like, RVs that aren't attached to anything. This is just an apartment complex?
Yeah, and I mean, aren't all water heaters in an apartment building, like, one big thing, like in a hotel?
Oh, maybe you broke up when you were saying this. Did you say that she lost out of hot water or water as a whole? Which one did he use as the example?
Oh, no. He said she ran out of hot water.
Oh, we lost the hot water. I thought he said she ran out of water. And I'm like, he's lying. Like, I already, okay. So, okay.
No. Huh. She ran out of hot water. And I mean, gotcha. I think all water heaters in apartment buildings are like, it's like one.
It depends on the place.
Like, yeah. The whole building.
Yes.
Some of them have separate, some of them
are together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just weren't buying his explanation to you, huh?
No.
Okay. Well, if you want, we can call up Mike. We can offer him this dozen roses and we can see, you know, is he going to say your name or he's going to say what was the apartment person's name that he was showering at the house?
Oh, the girl. Her name is Jessica.
Jessica. Okay. We can see if he uses Jessica's name or if he uses your name. And do you want us to do that?
Yes, please.
Okay. Then we will call up Mike next. It's Chantel's Roses, so this is how we catch the cheater. Chantel offers a dozen roses to a person, and we just see who they want to send them to. If it's to you, it means you guys, the relationship, as far as we are concerned, seems to be fine. If they offer them to someone else, well, you definitely have a longer conversation than what we allow here on the radio show.
We only can do so much for free.
Sydney is the one who reached out to us today. So she and Mike have been dating for over a year. They're serious, live in separate places. And she went over the other day and she was showering at Mike's house and there was this long piece of black hair in Mike's shower. And it turns out neither of them have long black hair. No, it was his neighbor Jessica who had taken a shower there. Now, before you go guilty, let me tell you that Mike was up front. Mike said he admitted, like, he's like, yeah, no, it's the neighbor. She ran out of hot water. He didn't argue it. He just kind of leaned in on it.
Yeah.
Which either means he's a smooth liar or he's telling the truth. Sydney, did I get all that correct?
Yeah, most of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so nervous.
That's,
I don't. Like I feel even weird doing this, but yes, you got it right.
Okay, awesome. What we're going to do is we're going to call it Mike right now. Chantel's going to do it. I just need from you permission to have Mike on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Yes, okay. Please. Yes.
Chantel, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mike?
Yes, this is Mike. Who is this?
Hi, Mike. This is Chantel. I'm calling from State Street Flowers. We are doing a little bit of a promotion right now where we have a dozen free roses that we're giving out. No strings attached. We don't need any credit card, billing information, emails, nothing like that. All we're trying to do is just give back to the community. And so you were next on my list of random people to call and just see if by chance you would be interested in accepting these roses and then delivering them to someone.
Wow. Okay. I mean, no strings attached. I mean, I'm not giving you like my email and stuff like that, but I mean yeah, I'll definitely take.
Yeah. I mean, all I need
roses.
Is your, all I need is your social and I'm just kidding. So I'm just kidding. No strings attached at all. We just, are doing this as a nice way to give back to the community and make sure we can brighten somebody's day.
I mean, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, so first what I need, the flowers do come with a card. So first what I need is just a message.
Oh, yeah, you can just make it up, have a beautiful day, write it to Sydney. It's with S-Y-D-N-E-Y.
This is great.
And
hi, Mike. I'm going to jump in and interrupt Chantel. I'm sorry. Hi, yeah. So my name is John. I don't work actually for the flower shop at all. That being said, neither does Chantel.
Surprise!
We do a morning show on Mix 105.1. In fact, Sydney, whose name you just said, has been listening in as well. Sydney, you want to say hi to Mike?
Hi, baby.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, Sydney, tell Mike what's going on.
Well, I know that you said that it was your neighbor, and I've been really nervous about the whole thing since I found the hair in the shower.
It's about the hair? Yeah, babe, I told you it was my neighbor, Jessica.
I know that, but I really don't like the idea of her being in your shower.
I know. I'm really sorry. Look, I mean, you know, I was completely honest with you, you know, the moment that you asked, you know, I mean, I know it's weird, but I mean, I told you it was her.
I know. I'm sorry. I got worked up seeing that hair in your shower. My mind went all over the place and I haven't been able to sleep since seeing it.
I'm so sorry. Look, Sydney, I'm not going to cheat on you, okay? We're going to move in together. I mean, I love you and I would never do that to you, okay? Mm-hmm.
I love you, baby.
Oh, listen, Sydney.
Look. He's so cute.
Yeah, he's cute. He's a good guy. He was just doing the right thing. Does this help, Sydney? Do you feel better now? Are you going to be able to sleep now?
Yes. Thanks for doing this, you guys. I really appreciate it.
Got an email. It's a little bit long, but they're asking for advice. And you know what we've said? If you need help, we're happy to help you here. You can always message us through our website, mix1051utah.com, or through Instagram. Instagram's at mix1051utah. Bear with me on it, and then we'll take what your thoughts are on it. And you can text us at 844-649-1051. It says, we are in the process of switching my two-year-old son's daycare. The old director at his current place was awesome, but she's decided to be a stay-at-home and left 2 months ago. Since then, the assistant director has stepped into the role and things have gone downhill. The final straw for me was when they lost my son's shirt. Apparently, he spilled something on it and changed him into a spare shirt that he has just in case matters like this. Like a lot of times, you know, you have to.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Instead of sending it home with him, they accidentally sent it home with another kid. So this is the one with the stain on it. When I brought it up, they said they would send an email to the parents asking whoever got it to bring it back. That was 2 weeks ago. They've never sent that email. I followed up when I pick them up, and they always say they forgot, but we'll do it, and have not. Yesterday, we did a tour of what will be his noob daycare and made the decision to move him. When his final day at his current daycare happens at the end of the month, if they haven't emailed, looking, or gotten his shirt back, Do I ask to be reimbursed, ask them to replace it, or do I let it go? Is this petty?
I mean, how much was the shirt?
I don't know. It doesn't say
like
in there.
$3? $10? $20?
$20 was in my mind, I guess, during it, right? Like, shirts are around $20 a lot of times.
For kids?
Are they not? I don't know. Jen
depending
buys all the clothes.
On, like, okay, if you shop at Target,
yeah,
your Cat and Jack shirt is like $6.
Okay, so it's even less
if
than what I had.
If you shop at Zara, which I'll sometimes splurge and I'll go shop at Zara, and those shirts, you're looking, yeah, like $20.
What's an Old Navy shirt?
$6.
Okay.
$6 to $12.
So that's what they, I was thinking 20, so now that it's even less.
Let it go. Like, man.
It sounds like this person's just upset
They're
about
just upset
the daycare.
They're about the fact that they lost a shirt, like the principal.
Right.
Of the fact, like, but man, like, just let it go.
It's not worth the fight, right?
No.
This text says, yeah, it's petty, but they should credit you the money for the final daycare bill. So if
the
you
$12?
Owe them.
$12?
Right. Yeah, because they go, so if you owe them $200 on his last week, it should be $190. Fight petty with petty.
Oh, goodness. No, let it go. Life is not like there's too much in the world. There's too much in the world to let this be ruining your day.
It's not worth the heartburn.
The stress.
Okay, what if it was a $50 shirt? Is it then worth it?
No, I would still let it go.
Me too. I know. I just would be like, we're leaving.
Here's the deal.
It's good.
The shirt was stained.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably ruined.
Right.
So
why not?
It
just,
is what it is.
Yeah. All right. What do you think? Let's give some advice. That's the email we got. Do you complain? Do you hold back money? Do you write a bad Yelp review? Pretty much this person has a two-year-old at a daycare. They don't like the daycare anymore. It's gone downhill. The old executive director left. And at some point, the two-year-old spilt on their shirt. And as daycares do, they had like a spare that they put on.
Yeah.
And then
it's
the day
like the gym class shirt.
Yeah, you always send like another one. Well, mm-hmm. They ended up actually sending this shirt home to another family. And they have never gotten it back and they're upset about it. And they're about to leave this daycare. And now this person's wondering, do I fight it or do I just let it go? 844-649-1051. I remember at my kids' old daycare, they had loaners that they would send the kids home with, but then they would charge you if you don't send it back in a certain amount of time.
Really?
Yeah. So you would have like a shirt sent, but then there would be a note with it like, hey, just a reminder, this needs to be washed and returned by such and such date, or we'll charge you for the shirt.
I'm blown away right now.
So does that change your mind? Because
no.
You said just let it go.
Just let it go. Let it go. I understand if this person has like financial hardship and it's like they can't afford a new shirt. The kid only has 3 shirts.
Yeah.
Well, then you have the loaner shirt.
Just keep the loaner shirt then?
Just keep the loaner shirt.
We didn't,
as collateral.
We never read if you returned that or not. That's a good question. It's $19. You're being petty. Move on. That person decided to give a cat. We don't know what the price of the shirt was, but you said it could be $6.
It could be as cheap as $3 to as expensive. I mean, you're not sending your kid to daycare.
It's not
in
Sunday
Gucci.
School. No.
Yeah,
it's,
like, I mean, and if you are, shame on you. So
you're fine.
It's somewhere between $6 and $20.
I once fought for a $2 refund, so I'm all about you getting your money back.
Oh, my goodness.
This is what we were talking about. See, people are willing to put up the fight.
I once bought my kid this, like, awesome outfit from one of those kid boutiques online that it was like $70, like just out
Dude.
Of control, but it was so cute. First time he wears it, ruined, and I'm like, well, it is what it is.
You just because you knew you had a kid and you bought kids.
I bought, spent
the money
it
on
was
something.
Like, it was my bad. Like
yeah.
I made a mistake because why would I spend that much money on my kid's clothes? I don't know. But it was cute and Instagram got me.
We got that text saying, hey, just like try to like if you owe $200, take whatever the shirt was and then only pay them that. So we have this text responding saying you'll try not to pay it. They'll just bill you. It'll go to collections and you'll end up paying more. Just pay and move on.
Just let it go.
You don't know until you ask. Ask for the money, but then let it go if they say no. So at least try to be like, hey,
Here's the deal. Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Go ahead.
Number one, they have forgotten to send this email. They have forgotten about the shirt.
Yes.
And when you yell at them about it, they honestly are racking their brain trying to figure out what the heck you're talking about because they have forgotten. So just let it go.
Can you just reach out to the other family? Like, well, whoever got the shirt taken
like
home?
Send it to the parents' email
How
list?
About that family, though? Like, why didn't you send it back? When didn't you look at it and go, like, hey, this isn't our shirt?
It's probably in the bottom of the kid's book bag.
They haven't even...
Like, wadded up with a stain.
You're going to lose clothes with kids. It just happens. Are you going to bill your kids' friends' parents in the future? Like, it's...
Yeah, think about how many times your kid leaves with shoes and socks on and comes home with just shoes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you guys see this text that I just got?
What?
It says, my daughter just moved into a new place. We were helping her move, and she pointed at a phone jack on the wall and asked me, what's that?
Oh my gosh.
Continues, she says, okay, let me be clear. She's getting her master's. She's a great teacher. She's 25. We have a home phone, but we've never used it. We've been using cell phones for the last 15 years.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that is hard because she's on the cusp. If Boone asked, I'd be like, oh, yeah, Or Liam or Ella.
I don't even think we have a phone jack.
They made us, when we built our house 5 years ago, they made us put phone jacks in and the cable things, and they're in the kids' rooms, and it drives me nuts.
Why'd they make you do that? Is it like an emergency thing?
I said, oh, we don't want that. We don't need that. It's fine. And they're like, you have to have it. It's like code.
It was code to have.
Apparently, 5 years ago. I don't know.
I know we have like the cable thing and the, I think we do have one maybe in our bookshelf, like down, like.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Like if we have one, I don't know where it is in my house.
Yeah.
If you offered me $1 million.
There's one in every bedroom in my house.
Really?
Yeah. There's a
phone jack?
And the cable thing.
I don't even feel like I see them in a lot of new homes when I go in anymore.
Yeah. Well, they don't need to be.
You see like USB chargers.
Yeah. No, you know? That would be nice.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
I don't know. I wonder if I showed my kids. I don't even think my kids have ever used, you know, Liam's 9, Ella's 7. I don't know if they've ever used a landline.
Maybe like at school.
At school is the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, like the teacher's phone.
Right. But like outside of that, they use cell phones.
Yeah.
Every house we go to, it's cell phone related.
Yeah.
In fact, I was asking Liam and Ella just, you know, I like to always check in like what they do if like I'm not there on time. And their answer wasn't like, oh, I'm going to go back into the school and make a call. It was, oh, I'll find a mom and ask for her cell phone.
Yeah.
Like, that's the first.
Isn't that so crazy?
Yeah. I remember, we used to have to use phone booths. Did you ever use phone, or were you
there
already done?
There was a phone booth at my school.
Okay, yeah, we had a bunch of them.
Yeah, they right at the entrance of the school, there was a payphone.
Then you'd put your ear on it, and there'd be something disgusting in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd
like,
be like,
greasy.
Ugh. Yeah, and it was like, why?
Why was the payphone always covered in hair gel?
What was going on in that phone?
I don't want to know what was going on.
Why don't we play Who's Got More Money? So, you know, Star Wars Day, May 4th was the other day.
Uh-huh.
And they had a list of all of these Star Wars celebrities and what their net worth was.
Yeah.
So I took... like their net worths. And then I found people with kind of similar names.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing today with Who's Got More Money.
Okay.
Chantel, who's got more money? Mark Hamill or Mark McGrath? Mark Hamill played Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
He's also the voice of the Joker in the Batman animated series. Mark McGrath, lead singer of Sugar Ray. He was the host of, I believe, Entertainment Tonight for a long time. He now has a
Mark
show.
Hamill.
Mark Hamill. Yeah, Mark Hamill, though. Not as much as you think. You got to remember these Star Wars actors, they didn't get royalties. So all their money's been made from like just doing cameos.
That's crazy.
Mark Hamill's at $18 million. Mark McGrath at $6 million.
Okay.
That does sound low when you think of the fact that, I mean, Star Wars, there's Star Wars lands at Disneyland.
Yeah.
And he's only worth $16 or $18 million.
That's crazy.
Okay, who's worth more? Carrie Fisher's estate? Because Carrie Fisher passed away.
Yes.
Or Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Carrie Fisher's estate's worth $25 million. She was a scriptwriter outside of like being an actress, so she has some money. But Carrie Underwood is worth $140 million.
Yeah, I mean, it's Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
And it's new money versus old money.
We talk a lot about that.
Yeah.
Anyone who's become famous in the last 10 years... their net worth is worth so much more than people who are famous just in the 80s.
Yeah.
Like the difference between what they're making now is insane.
It's crazy.
Billy Dee Williams, he plays Lando in Star Wars.
Okay.
Or Billy Joe Armstrong, who is the lead singer of Green Day. Who has more money?
Armstrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Billy Joe Armstrong, worth $75 million.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, he even has that money from the Broadway show they did with his music.
Like,
and then Billy Dee Williams at $9 million.
Man.
All right, let's go to more recent ones, okay? Star Wars fans. Natalie Portman.
Okay.
Or Prince Harry. Who has more money?
I want to say Prince Harry.
No.
Ah.
No. Prince Harry has $60 million.
Okay.
They're actually saying that he and, what's her bucket? Why can I not think of?
Meghan Markle?
Meghan Markle. They're like broke.
I mean, I believe it. They probably spent a lot of money on lawsuits.
They bought like a huge house and their security and everything, and they're having a hard time with it. No, so he's worth 60. Natalie Portman is worth $90 million.
Good night. That's crazy.
I think she got a taste of the back end also from the Star Wars stuff that she was in. All right, one more. Big one. Here we go.
Okay.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes.
Or Harrison Ford. Who has more money?
Samuel L. Jackson.
No.
You're kidding.
Close.
The voice of Mufasa?
No, that's not Samuel L. Jackson.
Who am I thinking? Oh, James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
Three names, okay?
Yes.
Samuel L. Jackson. I know who it is. I know who it is.
Do you know who Samuel L. Jackson is?
Yeah, and I know Harrison Ford. I was thinking James Earl Jones.
Samuel L. Jackson's worth $250 million. Yes. He's in all the Avengers
he's
movies
in
also.
Everything, yeah.
Harrison Ford, though, I don't think people understand how big of a star he was.
I mean, huge.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones, as well as like everything else.
$300 million.
I put the wrong movie in my head.
It's embarrassing.
It is.
It's embarrassing for both of us,
no,
I think, at this point. So this week, 502 laws were passed in Utah. 502 laws went into effect. Did you know that? Like, I just think that's such a big number. Like, we need 502 more laws. I started scrolling through just trying to see if any actually mattered to me. There's some interesting ones that have happened. For example, like, there's a new law that's going to expand the scope of physician assistants. So, you know, like a PA, usually when you go to the doctor now, you see a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant, right? You don't even see the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to practice, or at least they used to, under like a doctor.
Yes.
Well, they're not going to have to anymore. They're going to be able to practice without the supervision of a physician once they like have like a certain amount of years underneath them.
Huh. I mean, yeah, at some point they do exactly what the doctor does.
I guess, but I just feel like, are we watering down the checks and balances at some point?
A little bit.
Don't you want, like, there always to be...
Yeah, I want to see my doctor.
Like, there's a reason why we have doctors go to school for as long as they do, isn't there?
I thought so.
Otherwise, what's the point of doing med school?
Yeah, just, like, lessen it.
And, like, I'm all for physician assistants. I thought about doing it at one point in time. Like, I think it's awesome, but I'm just like, I think I want a little more oversight with the whole thing. Biological fathers are going to have to pay 50% of a pregnant mother's out-of-pocket medical bills and insurance premiums if she requests it. I would have thought this was required.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that just like accepted? It takes two people. You have to both turn the key to make a baby.
Yes, exactly.
Like, that's how it works.
And one person has to carry it and the other one can't just bail.
Yeah.
Financially or physically.
I didn't realize you could get out of it though and just be like, nah, you're on your own.
I mean, yeah. Have you watched the show 16 and Pregnant?
No. Is that MTV or TLC
MTV,
or whatever?
Yeah.
What other ones did I find that random? Oh. Voters here in Utah are going to be able to receive a text message or email when your ballot has arrived at the election office.
Oh, that's cool.
I like this one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you drop it off and you're like, well.
I hope that this one doesn't get caught
right,
on fire.
Yeah. But now you're actually going to know when they get it. So I thought that was a cool law. I didn't realize this, but after a debate about whether Utah's current state flag needs a revamp, they've actually created a task force to look into a new state flag design. We might get a new state flag.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know what the state flag currently looks like.
Is there a beehive on it? Am I crazy or is that
probably.
What?
Probably.
That's what I assume.
I only know the great state of Texas
flag. Oh my gosh. Of course you do. What would we even do with it? Like, what do you want? Like, why know. Now? Why revamp our flag?
Does anybody even fly the flag?
I'm sure you do at the Capitol. You don't see a lot of the Utah state flag though.
No, because Utah's not as prideful as Texas. Like in Texas, every home has the state flag hanging outside of it somewhere.
Right. No, here we have like colleges. We have more like University of Utah or BYU flags than we do Utah.
Utah, the state.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the, you know, and the American flag, of course, but I don't know.
Yeah, like right now I've got the American flag flying outside my
house. Right. I guess I'm kind of like, do we need this? Is there a reason why we need a new? And then what are we going to do? Are we going to do it like how, you know, Salt Lake City redid their flag?
They did?
Yeah. And
Salt Lake City has a flag?
Yeah, I know. And it was kind of one of those, we'll take your drawings and then we'll let you vote for the top 10. Are we going to do the same thing for the state of Utah?
Probably.
And finally, these are just interesting laws that were just passed this week. Mental health days will become excused school absences. I think this is so cool.
That is awesome.
It's a pain in the butt. Like, you know, you got to get a doctor's note to have it excused, and schools are really like intense because that's how they get their money back
yes.
from the state. But at the same time, like, it's important to realize, like, sometimes you need a blue day.
Yes. And kids especially, like, if they're feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah. I'm okay. Like, sometimes I look at Liam and I just know he's having an overwhelmed day and he starts making up that his stomach hurts.
Yeah. And you're just like, dude, it's fine.
It'd be better if he just was like, I need a mental health day.
And then it's like, okay, cool. Let's go have a mental health day. Let's go get ice cream.
Yeah.
Let's have a father-son moment.
And then he's just a kid right now, but then he realizes it's okay to have a mental health day. Like, what a thing
yes.
we could be teaching our kids
yes.
when you start young. Like, hey, it's okay to have a day where you're overwhelmed or
yes.
anxiety's getting you. We'll try again tomorrow.
Yep.
And we'll make up our work. It's not like it's a freebie.
Yeah, it's not a freebie, but
no.
it's just like a...
It's a reset.
A reset.
Yeah, I like it.
I love that. Yeah. We love talking TV.
Yes.
We like talking food. There's certain things on this show that I feel like are just our niche.
We're obsessed with certain things. I would agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I have a list of the 100 best sitcoms of all time.
Simpsons.
It's number one.
Woo!
Number one. That's The Simpsons. But there is a show that's not on here, and it's making me upset.
Is it Schitt's Creek?
Well, no, that's too new. This is of all
time.
Oh,
okay. Well, I mean, I think it's a pretty funny show.
Okay, so I'm going to go through this list.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tell me which one is missing.
Okay. All right.
Okay. We've got The Simpsons.
Yes.
Obviously,
of
we
course.
Can all agree. Cheers.
I never watched it, but I know it's like a
it,
huge.
But I know it's yeah. iconic. Seinfeld.
Yep.
Again.
Did you ever watch Seinfeld?
I watch episodes, but yeah. I've not ever sat and watched the whole series.
Jen, a few years ago, binged it. Like when she was staying up later than me.
Yeah.
Because she never watched it growing up the way I did. So, yeah.
I Love Lucy is number four. Do you know that I Love Lucy only ran for 6 years?
No.
Isn't that crazy?
I remember I used to watch it. It was the show that was on around lunchtime
yep.
at my grandma's house.
Yep.
And I know that they left the city at some point and moved to the farm. And I don't know if that's still part of the same I Love Lucy show.
Isn't
or...
that just when I Love Lucy ends and then the Beverly Hillbillies starts?
<Just kidding.
laughs> All in the Family? I don't know that one.
Yeah. That was really, for its time, progressive.
Oh, okay. MASH.
Yeah, another one that I never watched, but I know that was a big, iconic show.
Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Right.
Okay, The Honeymooners is on here.
Yeah.
It only ran for 1 year.
Yeah, but back then that was like 60 episodes. You gotta remember, like, now we only do 21 or 22 episodes.
Okay, yeah.
Seasons used to be huge.
Okay. Parks and Rec made this.
Parks and Rec's that high?
Yeah, number nine.
Huh.
Which I'm like, The Larry Sanders Show.
I love The Larry Sanders Show.
I've never seen it.
It was so good. It was on HBO. It was one of like the first HBO shows. It was funny.
Yeah. The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yeah.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
One of my favorites.
Frasier.
Mm-hmm.
The Andy Griffith Show.
Okay. Did you ever watch the Andy Griffith
no.
Show? That is a boring show.
Yeah. I didn't.
It was a snooze fest.
I had no interest. Arrested Development.
I love Arrested Development.
There's actually two shows that aren't on here.
Okay.
The Cosby Show, obviously.
Sure. Yeah.
Taxi.
Yeah.
30 Rock.
Right. I love 30 Rock. In fact, that's the one, if you're looking for something to binge, that's like a 20-minute comedy, go check out 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Roseanne.
Yeah.
And then BoJack Horseman.
BoJack Horseman made the list of the greatest shows of all time?
Yeah, but you know what does it?
Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. Girls.
Was that
no,
one of them?
That's not the one.
No.
Friends. Where is Friends?
Okay, so I never watched Friends growing up. Jen and I just binged it not too long ago.
You're telling me that BoJack Horseman outdoes Friends? You're telling me that Arrested Development outdoes The Office?
Office isn't on there either?
No!
I would say don't come after Arrested Development, but I'll give you The Office should be on there.
Over Andy Griffith's show.
Sure, there you go.
This or is Gilmore Girls?
Who made this list?
Who made this list. You know what? Who made this?
We're going to write a letter to whom it may concern.
The Rolling Stone.
What is
the Rolling Stone know about the 100 best sitcoms of all time? Because they didn't put Friends on here or The Office.
You know, I feel like in this last year, we've done a really nice job of, you know, we're washing our hands more because of the pandemic.
Yes.
We're using hand sanitizer more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with us not doing so much hugging or shaking of hands.
Like, yeah.
I'm all about the distance. I love going to a store and not having the person breathing on my neck behind me.
Yes,
it used to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd think this would not be a thing, but the new trend that was actually this morning, it was trending on social media, is eating rotten meat.
What?
Just saying it. I guess
yuck.
It's called high meat because I saw it trending on hashtag.
Is it like alcohol? Like it makes you like?
Yeah, people say that eating old, decomposed, discolored meat with like the bacteria on it can make them feel euphoric. It's a form of a high.
And sick.
Ugh. I want to like vomit just talking about it.
This is the most disgusting conversation we've had.
But I want to talk about it because be aware of it. I don't know if it's at the Tide Pod challenge level, but I mean, people are doing it. It's disgusting. Tell your kids it's not smart because it could kill them.
Oh my!
It can make them really sick.
Ugh.
I mean, there's all this bad bacteria that grows in meat, so you could wind up with a stomach ache or food poisoning or worse. So
death.
Yeah. Do we need to stop? Can we stop trying crazy, stupid things?
What the heck?
Can we just pump the brakes on?
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking.
That's gross.
All right, there you go. That's what I'm going to leave you with for the weekend.
Wait, seriously?
Rotten meat.
No,
rotten
Mother's meat's Day.
What I'm going to leave you with.
Do not leave us with rotten
Chantel,
meat.
Chantel, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Tell Jen happy Mother's Day.
I will pass it on. Congratulations on your big trip to Texas next week.
I'm so excited.
Enjoy that, you
enjoy
and the kids.
Disneyland. Yeah, Disney World.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that. But don't worry, we're going to still have a show here for you as well. We got a bunch of fun stuff planned. Monroe is up next. Bye-bye.